Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another show of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian. And tonight I'm going to be doing some free tarot card readings, just as normal as usual. And I'm going to ask the audience which deck they would like me to use the most. But I would first like to explain about what I do and about what me and Roy do. First of all, me and Roy are psychics and mediums, and basically what we do is we read the tarot of the past, present, and the future. I just like to talk a little bit about the different metaphysical tools that are out there that a lot of people are not aware of. One tool that I was reading this book called The Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mize. And what it's about contracts that we all made and soul agreements that we made before we came here. And we all played a different role, whether it be the victim, the rescuer, whatever it was, whatever role that we picked, or the prostitute, is basically how we play out our lives. And with the soul group of the people that we have come in contact with, which is why we keep repeating the same relationships, the same friends, and we keep running into the same acquaintances, that is all part of the sacred contract, what we agreed on as far as before we came to this life. So we made soul agreement, and it's very deep and very spiritual. Sacred contract. Dharma and karma play a big part in the sacred contract, believe it or not, because dharma is basically part of the sacred contract where we all chose a life of what we want to become, whether we want to become a cop or where we want to become a janitor, where we even wanted to even work at McDonald's or any place like that, is part of our dharma. So those are the roles that we chose. I chose to be a medium, so I find myself doing more mediumship and reading tarot and basically telling people about their future and telling people about metaphysical. And I'm also a record keeper, which means I have the ability to access records, which is the sacred contract, because I'm a sacred contract holder. So therefore, when people come to me, I explain to them what the sacred contract is, and then I write up their contract. So how I write up your contract is based on, like, what is your archetype, you know, and I would like to talk a little bit about that. There was another book that I read called The Soul Collages by Susan Frost, and what that is it's similar like sacred contracts, but when you get into sacred contracts, you have to have an open mind because you're dealing with different sacred contract holders, which means, you know, you're dealing with different archetypes that we all have. And it could be any kind of archetype. It could be an animal spirit guide. It could be a unicorn. It could be a fairy. It could be anything. You know, I find myself being more connected to the fairies lately. I don't know why, but I've been connecting more with the fairies. And I've been having multiple streams of birds that have been flying around me lately. I don't know why, and fairy dust. So I've been connecting more with the fairies lately. So anyways, yeah, if you're into the metaphysical, this is a great book to purchase because I love reading and I love learning more about what soul collages do, and I make my own soul collages. I'm not really exactly professional at it as an artist, but I just like the graphics and the pictures in general. So I collect a lot of magazines, I collect a lot of tarot cards, a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards also are archetypes, if you believe in that. Yu-Gi-Oh actually is a way for youngsters to connect with their archetypes. So they'll connect with, like, pages, wizards, just different kinds, leprechauns, genies. Anything that could be magical can be an archetype. Even an object can be an archetype. I mean, I go through the magazines and I look at all these different images. Like, I see a woman standing next to a bed. You know, that could be an archetype. That could be actually a barrier. And archetypes can be barriers too, believe it or not. It can, and it plays a role in the victim or the rescuer. So, like, depending on your view, if you pick the magazine and you're going through it and you want to know about why am I struggling with relationships and you pick the magazine with an airplane on it, that can be a barrier. That can also be an archetype. And depending on what archetype that is, that could be a it could be a rescuer, it could be a victim, it could be proud of your prostitution, it could be pretty much the magician, it could be any archetype. I mean, it could follow any of those archetypes. So if you look at the airplane, how does that affect your relationship? Well, maybe you had a phobia or maybe you had a fear that you needed to confront before you got in the relationship, because maybe you felt like, if I get into the plane's going to crash. That is the first thing that a lot of people think about, okay? Just like when you get in a relationship, you feel like your relationship's going to crash or it's going to blow up. Now, the reason why a lot of people are afraid of planes blowing up is because of 9/11, and that is not the only reason why. A lot of people have had fears and phobias the rest of their life, so that would be playing the role of the victim. So if you became the victim in the circumstances of the plane to do with your relationship, which means you would never get on a plane and meet somebody on a plane, or you probably would meet someone on a plane, or you want to meet someone on a plane. It's very kind of strange, the metaphysical world, the way you look at reality, the way you look at life. You look at things in a higher perspective. A lot of people are very fanatic when it comes to aliens and science fiction. I'm really not. I'm more into the metaphysical perspective, which, you know, my mind is very open. I mean, I like horror movies ever since I was a kid. And if you look at movies, for an example, movies have turned more into metaphysical and messages as well. And they're also archetypes. Like, to me, Hellraiser would be an archetype to me, because in a past life, I felt like I was Pinhead. And the reason why I felt like I had a very dark past life is because past lives play a big, huge effect on our dharma and our karma. So any of those things or images can be an archetype or a sacred contract that we all made. And you may go into that role in that circle, because everything goes in circles. You may run into that person, you may have a sacred contract, and you may not. You know, it just really depends. Some people don't like to talk about sacred contracts because they don't like to commit themselves to anything, you know, so they won't sign your contract. But the people that have signed their contract, it falls under different fine lines. Like, if you pick the rescuer means that you're going to probably be rescuing people the rest of your life, and if you pick the sacrifice, you're going to rescue for them, but you're going to make a sacrifice in the end. If you pull out of the contract, you're going to make a sacrifice in the end. Because one of my archetypes was the Ingo sacrifice. So that's the one I chose in my last life. So that's how a sacred contract works, is when you follow that belief system. It's not a cult. It's not something evil or bad in your perspective. It's actually what you call way of life. And that's basically what I call, you know, the sacred contract, because it is actually a very, very powerful thing that's been going on for years. And anyways, anybody would like to call in and have a reading, feel free to call in now. The line is open. We don't have any callers right at the moment. So feel free to call in, get your free tarot reading. I'm going to go ahead and read an oracle card for the room, just to start out, and I like to read this card. These are called the shamanic cards, shaman wisdom cards, and how these cards were made was actually by my teacher, and her name was Lita, and she had her own store called Iswata, and right now she does outside of her home, and she's been doing it for 56 years, and I'm going to go ahead and just shuffle the cards here, and I'm going to pull a card, which is called, well, the card I pulled was the coyote, but I'm going to go ahead and pick another card because it's a negative card, which is the oak tree. And as you know, we're all connected to planets and animals and different things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this card, which is called the oak tree. And the oak tree says, I am the mighty oak. I am strength and I am lovingly. My powerful presence increases confidence and magnifies opportunities ahead. You are in the right place at the right time. Within my shadows, you will feel secure and protected by vanity and protectivity. Are you using the magic within the nourishment of your body and relationships? Through my ancient energies, my powers are healed and enhanced. I am the courageous warrior of the Boreal Forest. So what that's telling you is find your strength. If you have lost it, find your strength within and get in touch with your roots of the forest and the energies of the earth. And that is basically, you know, if you have to, get yourself grounded, get yourself into the forest. And it looks like we got another caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and take this caller from the 409 area. You're on the air with Adrian, and please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Chuck, and I'm from Texas. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chuck?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So, what exactly can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm really not sure. I was having trouble sleeping and just signed on to Blog Talk Radio and was drawn to your radio show.
Cool. Do you have any questions for me tonight?
No, nothing in particular. Anything that you feel that I should know?
Well, it all depends on, you know, like what you had on your mind. You know, if you want to know more about the tarot, I've just been explaining to the audience more about that, and I've been explaining more about oracle cards, what they represent, what they mean. I'm a collector myself. I've collected over 300 decks of tarot cards over the years. I've been reading since I was 16. I'm 29 now. And
wow.
I've been doing it ever since. And I'm just basically explaining what the tarot is and how it works and basically the interpretations of the card, if you ever had a tarot card reading before.
Maybe years ago in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And do you read the tarot too, how did you find yourself to become more into the metaphysical?
Just an interest.
Interest.
Mm-hmm.
So what catch your curiosity, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm really not sure. Are you doing tarot card readings today, or?
Yeah.
Are you explaining questions about tarot cards?
I'm explaining and I'm doing them. Just send them, you know, what information you want or what you want to learn tonight.
I guess maybe what the future holds for me.
What it holds for you?
Yes, sir.
And now when you say holds for you, what kind of future are you looking at? I mean, are you looking at career-wise? Are you looking for relationship-wise?
It would be career.
Okay.
Financial.
Okay. And what kind of work do you like to do? I mean, what kind of stuff catches your interest?
Oh, I'm a nurse.
Okay. So you like to help people then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you consider yourself as a healer?
No, just a person with compassion that likes to help.
Okay. Well, it's definitely saying in the cards that you need to get into healing, because the card I pulled is the Two of Cups. That has to do with emotional healing energy. When I see the Two of Cups, I see two people pressing hands against each other. It usually means relationship, but to me, or two people in a partnership, but to me, it represents healing. It represents putting your two hands together and actually healing people. Like getting into more like Reiki, or getting into crystal healing, you know, stuff like that, or massage therapy. Have you ever thought about that?
It has crossed my mind, actually. I just don't know if I have the strength in my hands.
Well, I feel like you have a very deep healing ability, and you should embrace that.
Okay.
You should really work on that. It's just like with me. I have a very compassion towards music, and I want to play music and with piano. So, but with my disability, it prevents me from memorizing notes and papers and stuff like that. So I don't move as fast. But I can move very fast on like computers and stuff, but I think those barriers is what prevents us from moving forward, you know, in our desires and our dreams and goals, and actually to embrace that energy, that loving energy, to share with others our abilities, our deep abilities, you know.
Yes.
And it's not to be, how can I say, it's not to be competitive or envious of others because they can do it. It's the idea that, is it coming from your soul? Is it coming from your heart? And do you really want to do it? If you really don't want to do it, then it's not going to come that easily for you. You have to work harder towards that goal to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. I feel like most everything that I do is led from my heart.
That's good. Because I work at the, for an example, well, it just brings back synchronicity, and I just want to share it with you. For example, I was working today with the military. I work with the military. I'm a janitor there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the military officers said, you can't expect to accomplish your goal if you're not going to exercise and you're not going to run. So I started, when I was hearing the conversation, I started thinking, if you really put your heart into something and you really want to accomplish it, then you're going to run the whole mile to accomplish it. And to me, if you join the military and it's really not in your heart, you're not going to give it your 100% best. Get those ranks.
Correct.
So it's just like running a marathon, you know. And to me, I think it has to come from your heart to really work, to really put hard work into something. Because when I clean, I really put hard work into my work.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you have other people around you that don't appreciate hard work or appreciate why they're there, and that they have abundance. You know, they don't show gratitude or blessed what they have.
That's true.
you know, they complain and they say, oh, I don't like my job, or I hate my boss, or I want to kill my boss, or, you know, and it's the idea that you're there for your abundance. You're not there to please anybody else but yourself. Everything you do is for yourself. You're not there to please them.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Everything you do in life is what you do for yourself. You don't need to please anybody.
But realize that you're
pleasing yourself when you're healing people. But it's going to take some hard work. That's what the cards are showing.
Okay.
So if you want to accomplish it, then go ahead and do it. If you don't want to do it, then don't force yourself. Because it's not coming from your heart chakra.
Okay, it definitely would be something I would have to, I guess, investigate. You know, I'm just, as far as healing, just administering medication, working in the hospital, following doctor's orders. You know, I've never tried to venture out on my own and do anything other than offer a healing hand or an open, compassionate heart.
Mm-hmm. And have you been around a lot of spiritual healers before?
No, sir.
Well, my recommendation is to get around them, learn what they know, so that you can feel comfortable in that area of what you want to do with your healing. Because if you just leap into it and you're not sure, then it's not really coming from your heart chakra, you know.
Okay.
And most of the time, people just force themselves into things that they really don't want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like going on a mission, or going in the military, or like I was explaining earlier, you know, that's not really why they want to be there. They just kind of force themselves into it because they realize that, you know, my brother did it, my dad did it, and they really don't want to be there.
Correct.
So it's not really a desire, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when it's a desire, you'll give it your best shot, you know, your hardest work. Like my sister, she's a dance teacher. She teaches you know, people know how to dance. That's her dharma, and she gives everything her best shot. Comes from her heart. Her compassion. She has very compassion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I do with music, but then again, at the same time, I know on a subconscious level, it's not really something that I can do. It's something I want to do, but not something I can do. And that's a barrier that everyone needs to break. That is a fear that everyone needs to break. Just like people, you talk to people about computers, and they say, oh, I don't know if I can deal with a computer because it's too technical for me. I feel like I might break something, you know. So it just really depends what kind of field you want to get in. And I think that's what the cards are trying to tell you right now is, you know, you got a lot of desire cards, like the Three of Cups. That card to me stands out, you know, like your desires, what you want to do, and so that you won't be bored with it when you do it.
Okay.
See, I'm the type of person that can almost adapt to anything. Most of the time, if it gets boring for me, then it's really not something I really want to do. Janitorial, for me, it's more of a job than it is a hobby. I could turn it into a hobby, and I want to give it my best shot, but when you have a lot of negative people around you, it's a lot harder to do that. So, because I can adapt to it, I can, you know, work with it. But it's harder when other people are miserable around you and draw you into their energy, you know.
That's true.
And we have a choice. We can either become a victim, like I say, we can become a victim, or we can become a rescuer. And in that situation, I'm more of the victim than I am the rescuer, because in their eyes, I am the victim. In my eyes, I am the rescuer, because I'm actually helping their company. I'm bringing in people. I'm keeping the contract that they have to keep on their company. But at the same time, I'm a victim because of being a rescuer. You see what I mean? Because I feel like I have to rescue them to save myself. And not only save myself, but save the company too. And so being a victim is not always that fun, because as a light worker, you can draw in a lot of great things for business. You see what I mean? And as a healer. Because I've been in businesses, let me tell you a little secret. I've been in businesses where they haven't had any customers, and I brought in tons of customers for them, just for my energy to be there. Mm-hmm. And I know how to attract that, you know, and keep those companies there with my energy and my guides and my archetypes and other contracts that I've made in other lifetimes. So sometimes it's not always worth it, you know. Sometimes being a victim is not always that great. But you get rewards in the end.
Okay, that makes sense. Working in the hospital is, you know, very difficult. You know, of course, I feel like I'm there to heal or to help, you know, the healing process. And sometimes patients and their families can be very difficult to deal with. You know, here mm-hmm. I feel like I'm there to administer the medication that's going to assist in curing them or making them better, and all they want to do is complain about the meal, how it was cold, and the housekeeper mm-hmm. didn't clean the bathtub good, and the nurse aide didn't give her a good bath, and all of those things are out of my control, and I do. You're correct. I get sucked into thinking that I have to try to fix all of those things when I'm not the one that really did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have a friend that's a nurse, and he goes through the same thing, and he's been doing it for a lot of years. I actually have two friends that do that. They went to school for it, and they say it's very, very hard work, you know, and all they do is complain. And I look at myself, you know, when I'm in the military base, and I'm trying to please them, and I'm sacrificing, you know, in the end, like you say, it's almost like a karmic debt that we have to pay. In the end, you know, it's going to pay off. You know, it's not always about sacrifice, but it's about the rewards that we're going to receive in the end and
right.
pay off those debts, you know, how we helped other people.
Yes.
Because
right.
great service is great reward, and that's what I'm showing in my cards here. The Six of Pentacles, you know, it's basically saying, you know, you're going to be rewarded for your hard work. In the end, it's going to pay off, but you just have to be patient, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it's going to go for you, but I can honestly say that you need to definitely get into something that's a lot more healing for you.
Okay.
Instead of feeling those negative emotions like I've been feeling, you know. That's why I've been doing more and more reading, more healing, because not only I am healing them, but I'm healing myself, and that's pretty much where you need to be, is to, you'll find yourself being more healed, and then those people taking your energy, because at the end of the day, you feel very drained.
Correct.
You know,
it's very difficult to give 110% when you only sometimes have 50% to give, that your bank is always in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I think you're absolutely right. I guess some doors need to close so new doors can open.
Absolutely. And it looks like we're almost at the end of our show. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. It was
okay,
a pleasure
great.
Meeting you. You can stay on the line because we only have one more caller.
Okay.
Right now we're off the air. But I'm going to go ahead and take this caller here from the 817 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Adrian. It's Monica.
Hey, Monica. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Oh, everything so far so good. I just thought I'd listen in.
Great. You were listening in with me and this gentleman that I was telling him that I'm working a job now with the military.
Yeah, I heard that. Congratulations.
Yes. And I've been teaching a lot of the military about sacred contracts.
Uh-huh.
But the people around me are very, very negative, and I was telling him that sometimes we feel like, you know, we're playing the victim role, but we're also at the same time we're bringing light to the surface, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, we're bringing healing.
Exactly. Yeah. You're supposed to be there, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel that, too.
That's why you're seeing the fairies right now.
I've been seeing a lot of fairies lately. A lot.
Yeah, they're helping you because let's put it this way, when you can be in a dark room, if you light a match, it's light, right? And what happens? The darkness has to get away from the light. So
that's
right now,
that's
what you are. You're that match in that dark room there at that job.
That's very true. And I think it's also helping. There's a big plan, the reason why I'm there, with this the way this economy is going, Monica. Like a lot of the
you're gonna learn a lot of
things that have been going on.
Yeah, you're gonna learn a lot of things. You're gonna find out a lot of truths.
Good.
Yeah.
And what is your feeling on this caller, Monica? Like what is your psychic guide? What are your guides telling you about him? What he needs to do to help him with his problems, you know, his healing that he's been going through.
Just have a little more patience. That's what I hear is the word patience.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing everything right. Just have a little more patience. Because some things take time and you really can't rush it. But,
right.
A lot of more meditation, I think, would help also for him.
That's what I've been taking, more medication.
Yeah, meditating, and he needs to really get somewhere where he can just get away from all the noise and really meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, if he wants to do more healing for himself physically.
Uh-huh.
He needs to tell his body, we need to heal ourselves. He needs to tell every cell in his body that they need to help heal each other. And that'll probably help speed up the process.
I wanted to share with you another thing is my guys have been telling me I need to take a vacation.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why, but my guys have been telling me all week.
Yeah, they want you to kind of focus a little bit on keeping yourself strong because being where you're at, where you're working right now, will drain you.
Yes, it's very draining,
yeah.
Very negative.
Yeah. And remember, you gotta learn to leave it at the door. Don't take it home with you.
Very true.
Yeah. How's your
very
dad?
Very difficult to do, though.
My dad's doing really well. He's still working at Sam's Club as a demonstrator.
Oh, that's good. Tell him
he's
I said hello.
He's still loving what he's doing.
Yeah, tell him I said hello when you talk to him.
I will. He was supposed to be on tonight, but I guess he never made it or something happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything happens for a reason.
It sure does. Yeah, I didn't even know I was going to even be working with the military, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I saw my boss today, and there was a military officer that just committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother just committed suicide. So.
Well, you know what's happening. People are starting to freak out.
They are. They can't handle it.
Because they think the world's going to end. It's not going to end.
It's very true.
Yeah. This is the age that's ending. That's all it is.
Very true.
I was going to tell you something else. I can't remember. It'll probably come back to me. Yeah, I've been listening to other people on Blog Talk, and I've listened to y'all shows that I missed. You know, right now the vibrations are changing again. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Yes, that's why it's so erratic right now, again.
That's why it's been so crazy.
Right. So just kind of, not tippy-toe around, but kind of be cautious.
Okay.
Because I've had people literally come up to my face being aggressive, and I said, oh, okay, I see what this is.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of that at my job. They want to kill my boss.
Oh, that's bad.
They talk about killing them all the time.
That's not good.
No, they fight with each other. They hate each other. They're always saying, I hate you.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
And it's horrible, Monica. Horrible.
I believe it. I probably would have already quit.
I know. I don't know why I do it.
Well, you're there for a reason, so stick it out.
There's a reason.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm bringing the light there.
That's right. The light has to get everywhere. They can't stop it. That's the whole thing. And I think that's what it is there's people there that have not yet completely made up their minds which way they're going. And I think you're there to help them make up their minds.
I am. I'm bringing them a lot of love, a lot of light.
Right. And I think that's probably
what I was telling the caller is to realize that he's bringing them a lot of love and light, too, even though they're not treating him very good there.
Yes. But always look at it this way. Some of us are a little ahead of others. Some of us are becoming more aware than others at a faster pace. So that's
very
where the understanding and compassion comes in also.
Very true.
Because he's at that point now where he can see it, and now he knows why. He's got to understand why. And that's part of that.
And that's very hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is.
Because the only thing that goes through your mind is, you know, giving up. You want to give up, and it's not worth giving up. No, it's not.
He's got to meditate a little more.
Okay.
He might want to burn some frankincense and myrrh when he meditates.
Okay.
Because that helps to kind of elevate your spiritual side. For some reason, the frankincense and myrrh is real good for that.
Oh, good. So you feel like that negativity will push away, that will push that negativity away. That
right. When he does the meditation, to do that and just clear your mind and just think of love, period. And it'll help.
Okay.
Medication like an antidepressant or?
No, meditation. Meditation.
Oh, meditation. Okay.
Yeah, meditation. Now, medication will keep you from being able to do anything.
I actually purchased a guided relaxation tape today. So y'all are giving me excellent advice, and I appreciate it, and I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Well, good. I'm glad. Yeah. But, yeah, try the tape. If it doesn't work, try doing, like I said, with the frequency spur. That'll help, and you'll probably make a difference the first time you try it with the incense. You'll feel lifted.
Where do you purchase something like that?
At any metaphysical store, or sometimes the smoke shop, like a tobacco place, sells things. Sometimes they have it.
And
but mostly a metaphysical shop. Where are you at?
I'm in Texas, in a town called Beaumont.
Oh, okay. You're west. I'm in Fort Worth.
Oh, okay. I'm on the Texas-Louisiana state line.
Okay, yeah. You should be hopeful. I think you should be able to find. Just look under for metaphysical, or a candle shop. They'll probably have incense also.
Okay, and you said what? Frankincense and myrrh.
Frankincense and myrrh. Yeah.
Okay.
You can get them separate or together. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Burn them,
and that's good. Burn.
Yeah, burn it together. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that myself.
Yeah, it helps. Believe me, it helps. When I get to feeling down, I'll do that, and it's like, whoa! The next day, I feel like I'm light as a feather.
I bet.
Yeah. It helps a lot.
That's what I need.
Yeah. You definitely, and you need a good cleansing.
Yeah, I do.
You might need your dad to give you a cleansing.
Okay.
Yeah, because I see like little black particles around your aura.
Oh, yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, all that negativity. But like I said, when you walk out that door, imagine you're leaving it all right there at the door when you walk out.
The worst part is being around the military.
Yeah, well, you know why. Because it. They know
they
everything going on. Yes, they're in agreement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're following the dark side.
Yes. Well, that's the best.
It's not exactly a really happy environment.
No. And any government office position is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're worried about who's going to. Yeah.
Oh yeah. They want to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's
too
bad.
It is.
Have you talked to James?
Yes, I have, actually.
How's he doing?
Not too good.
I didn't think so.
He's really exposing himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he wants to go to California and get on flipping TV and tell the world about the government.
No. That's the wrong way to go. No, it's not. But sometimes we have to take the dangerous road.
We do, to get the truth out.
Yeah, but I thought maybe he'd rather go on TED and talk about his product.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about good things instead of bad things. You know what I mean?
He chose a really bad contract.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I was afraid of.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to affiliate me, and I refused to it.
Oh, you didn't do it?
I didn't sign his contract.
Affiliate you for?
affiliate me to the the society that he's joining.
Oh, you're kidding! He's joining a society?
Yeah, he's in some kind of society or something.
How in the hell did he get into that?